Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am so excited about this week's show because my very special guest interview is with a very savvy entrepreneur who is known for her expertise in surveys. Let me tell you a little bit about my very special guest, Jean Hurlburt. As I said, Jean is an expert in survey research, social networks, and social media. Jean has served on the faculty of Louisiana State University for more than 20 years. She's also co-founder, along with my good friend Mike Koenigs, of MySurveyExpert.com, which helps business owners have a conversation with their customers and prospects to connect meaningfully with them, create the products they want, convert sales, and cash in on the conversation. Her clients include the Tony Robbins Companies, Inc. 500, Entrepreneur, Ally International, John Assaraf, StomperNet, Newport Trial Group, Joe Polish, Andy Jenkins, Traffic Geyser, and three New York Times best-selling authors. She's the author of Conversion, Turning Conversation into Cash. It's all about the science of surveys and how you can know what your customer wants even before they do. So let's get right to this very powerful interview with my good friend, Jean Hurlburt.
Thank you, Jim. I'm just thrilled to be here with your community. I love getting the chance to meet you in person and talk to you out in L.A., and I'm really excited about what we're going to do today.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. I want to share with people that, it's one of those kind of small worlds. A year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now, my friend, our mutual friend, Melanie Benson-Strict, and I created the Mars Training Program, and Jeannie offered one of the bonuses for that. And so in a room of, I guess there was 550, 600 people at James Malinchak's event, we ended up sitting right next to each other, but, I think I either came in late, so I just kind of took my seat. Next thing I know, we kind of made eye contact, introduced ourselves, and we realized who we were sitting next to, and we went outside to have a quick chat, so not to bother everybody. I think we were outside for 45 minutes chatting, so it was so much fun finally meeting you, and, I immediately asked her to be a guest expert on the call. So, folks, let's get rocking here. Jeannie, tell me a little bit about how you used a survey to leverage an opportunity into an even bigger opportunity. I know that when you started working with Mike Koenigs a few years ago, you didn't really know a lot about the online marketing. Did I remember that correctly?
You remember it correctly, and that's a very kind way to put it because I was about as green as it gets. So
okay.
I knew I had all this knowledge that I could help people with that I'd been using running survey labs and working with the core and all these other things, but I didn't have a clue how to get it out there effectively until I met Mike.
Okay, so what did you do, and how did you end up creating a product with Mike in the first place?
Well, what happened was a good friend, Susan Harrow, who's a media strategist out in California, introduced me to Mike. We started working together, and so literally within a couple of weeks, he's been doing this big paid-for-life event out in California with Frank Kern to raise money for a foundation that Mike's wife, Vivian, runs to help children in Africa. So he invites me to come speak. So sounds like a great opportunity, right? But I had never even been to an internet marketing event. I had no idea what to say. So I'm going to sink like a rock because I have no clue what to do. So, here I am. Think about this for a minute. Here I am. I've got this great opportunity. It's the call we all want to get, the chance to be on stage with two of the biggest online marketers out there, and I'm going to blow it because I've got no clue what to do.
But you didn't blow it, which we now know, and the talk went really well. So how did you pull that off?
Well, what happened was, and this was actually Mike's idea, not mine, he said, look, let's survey the list. We surveyed the list right before the event, asked them what they wanted to hear, and that ended up being absolute gold. Because the cool thing was I found out exactly what they wanted to hear. The talk was this huge hit, and it was all thanks to the survey. So we got this instant crowdsourcing intelligence, and the way we got it was by asking the right questions the right way in the right order. And that let me know what the audience needed even before they did in some sense, and that made all the difference. And, the amazing end of the story was I got this huge reception. Everybody wanted to talk to me all weekend. I ended up landing the Tony Robbins Companies and a New York Times best-selling author, Jorge Cruz's clients that weekend, all because of doing that survey.
Wow. So the reaction at the event was such that that is what convinced Mike to want to create a product with you?
It was. When he saw how people reacted, Mike's really big on, how people react at events. He's big at, kind of reading people's reactions and stuff. And this was a great example of how if you can just tap into people's kind of unconscious needs and desires, they can tell you what they want and how to give it to them. So they're going to recognize it as their must-have of the moment. And one of the things that your folks are going to hear me say a lot today is that you can't serve people well if you don't know them well. And I was able to serve them in that talk because the survey let me know who they were and what they needed. The survey also told us what they wanted in a product, so we knew what to create for them. And I end up with the JV of a lifetime with this amazing guy, Mike Koenigs, and it really changed my business, changed my life in many ways. And that's what this thing I call the cash conversation is all about. It's about making a connection with people before you meet them so that you feel as if you know them personally. And really that's, Jim, what I think can turn tragedy into triumph in businesses. I've seen it happen over and over again.
Just out of curiosity, how did you get so interested in doing that?
Well, it's interesting, Jim, because I'm from you're not from a very small area, I don't think, in Pennsylvania, but I'm from a tremendously small town. And even as a child, I learned to listen for information and watch people's reactions in that small community. And I learned that from my father, who was a country banker. And the place where I grew up is actually a town of 200 in North Carolina in a county of 9,000. So people ask me if I'm from Mayberry, and I'm like, are you kidding? They had, they had a movie theater, they had sidewalks. We didn't have any of that stuff. But it was a great place to grow up. And our claim to fame actually was we had the only stoplight in the county.
My
father knew everybody from the car dealer to the struggling farmer. And I can remember one man talking about how my father gave him the mortgage to get his first house when other banks in the area wouldn't take a chance on him. And he took the time to know that guy, to figure out he was trustworthy. And it made a huge difference for that guy's family. When he took a chance like that, he was almost never wrong. He had a great loan ratio. He was a sharp business person, but he was one who cared and he was one who really connected with people. He had serious business intelligence. It just wasn't called that back then. And that business intelligence was how he was able to serve people well because he knew them well. And that's what I built into our advanced and business intelligence system. And that's really where I learned it.
That's awesome. By the way, I did grow up in a small town in New England from being born to when I was 13. It had like 10,000 people, which is a big town compared to your small town, but it was still pretty small.
Yeah.
And just not that this might be interesting, but when I was 13, halfway through my eighth grade year after being in this tiny little school, my dad got transferred. We moved to Louisville, Kentucky. This was kind of near the end of segregation. I was bused to a very, very large inner city school in Louisville. It was like total culture shock, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. You got regional shock and size and everything all thrown in at once.
It was, moving halfway through a school year is no fun, and I did it twice, but anyway. So talking about the secret weapon, the advanced business intelligence system, how does that apply to what most people on this call will do? Most of the people that are listening to this are entrepreneurs, small business owners. You can't always know your customers personally, particularly online. I know many of my customers, but I've got hundreds of customers in actually 9 countries, so I don't know everybody clearly. How do you use what your father did to capitalize on, the kind of opportunities that we're all confronted with, today?
Sure. Well, you're right. Most online business owners can't do what my father did because they don't have face-to-face connection with their customers and prospects. And I provide another way, and that's using surveys to get business intelligence like my father had. I didn't meet those people who were at the Paid for Life event before I went, but I knew a lot about who they were. You can build a community with people even if you're not physically in the same space, but you've got to know them. You've got to understand them to connect with them. And once again, you can't serve them well if you can't know them well. You certainly can't create winning products or give them the content they want in social media or show them the proof that will get them to buy from you if you don't know who they are and what they need. And that's really the principle, Jim, that we've built our system on, and that's what we try to give people.
Well, what kind of things can you find out from survey data that will let you leverage the opportunity, and, you know, why is it so important to do that?
Okay, well, surveys can give you a ton of different kinds of information, Jim, and you do such a beautiful job of teaching direct response marketing. And what surveys do, and the way that we've really built our system, is to integrate it with that so that it really ramps up the power of your marketing. Now, remember the concept of a cash conversation that I mentioned a minute ago, having a cash conversation with your customers and prospects. You should be using that cash conversation constantly to create all four pillars of your business, to connect, to create, to convert, and to cash in. So really, it should be one of the basic systems of your business, just as marketing should be. So let's take the creation pillar as an example. And you can use surveys to create an enormous opportunity to create exactly the products or the services your prospects and customers want to order. You can use them to connect with people to create more opportunity if you do them the right way. But you know what? Most people miss that chance to connect. They end up doing surveys that alienate their customers instead of connecting with them. And the reason people think of surveys as the S word, you know, the reason people don't want to take them is most business owners don't do them well. They don't make it about the customer. So it ends up being all about us, and it's like saying, give me the information I need to make more money. Surveys are just like marketing. It's got to be about them. It's got to be about the prospect or the customers. And if you make it about them, if you make it feel like a conversation, then you're going to build a connection and a tribe that loves you. Now, I was at an event last summer, and it was a Traffic Geyser event, and I was at a mastermind lunch, and I talked with a woman who had just taken a survey from Traffic Geyser that she didn't know I had written. And she said, I would have told them anything, including my physical address, because that survey made me feel like they cared about me. Okay?
Wow.
And
that's incredibly powerful.
But most people don't get there. And I don't say that to be arrogant. I mean, I have a lot of training in this, and what I'm trying to do is help everybody out there do the same thing. It's not easy to achieve that, but if you can, you've got gold. You've got a huge opportunity you can leverage. You can find out what products they want so you can create them to order. And, Jim, I know you were asking me the other – when we talked in L.A., you said, well, you know, don't these people have their products? We actually find 60 to 80% of business owners either need to create their first product or need to create a new one and need to know more about how to do it. You can find out where people are in social media and what content they want so you can laser target your strategy. And our data show that 95% of business owners don't know where their folks are in social media. And if you can do this, you're going to be way ahead of your competition because they're the ones who don't know. You can skyrocket your conversions by knowing who your customers and prospects are so that you craft messages in your marketing that make them feel that you know them personally and you understand their problems and you feel their pain. That can really help your conversions, and we know that at least 60% of you probably need to increase your conversions because that's what we find over and over again. You can get an absolute formula for creating a membership site, and you can build a business that will support your family and let you live the life of your dreams. And I don't need a survey to tell me most people want to do that.
Most people definitely want to do that. Well, you know, tell me how you can use a survey as an opportunity to create a product since, you know, like you said, most people need to do that. I mean, I'm always talking about, you know, make sure there's a need before you go off half-cocked and create a new product. You know, information is like gold, kind of a funny little sidebar here. When I first got Toby, you know, this time last year or maybe a little bit later, we had our first snowstorm. And so like an hour and a half later, I'm done kind of clearing my driveway. And I said, you know what, I better clear this gigantic area in the yard so Toby can get out and access some grass, right? Mm-hmm. So I went and did that, and I let Toby out, and he went bounding through the snow. And I don't know how tall he is, but the snow was taller. He's bouncing up and down, and then, you know, pardon this picture, but he just buries his butt in the snow pile and does his business. And I'm like, what about this gigantic area I just cleared for you? And you know what? Just because I can never turn my marketing mind off, I said, this is such a perfect example of making sure there's a need before you go and create the product. So
having
to share that illustrative story, you know.
That's a great story. Well, and James Malinchak said over and over at that event we were at last weekend, he said the biggest mistake marketers make is they build a product and then try to find a market. And I see people do that over and over, and it's so simple to avoid that problem. What we teach people to do is to first get impressions of what you think your market wants through social media and lead pages or squeeze pages, and then just feed that into a survey to test it. Now, that sounds complicated, but it's just two steps. Get the impressions, number one, and then use a survey to test them.
Okay, so let's start with step number one. How can you get those impressions of what people want?
Okay, well, you use social media and lead pages or squeeze pages to get those. Now, you put up a lead page or a squeeze page, and you can ask people one of four questions. What's the number one question about whatever your topic or your niche is? What's the number one problem you have accomplishing something that you teach in your niche? The number one problem in your business that keeps you awake at night, or your number one goal in something related to your niche? So you're just asking them for who they are and what they need, essentially.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Gene has more great tips and strategies about using surveys. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this: "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we're back, so let's get right back to my interview with Gene Hurlburt.
So what you want to do when you get those questions or problems or however it is you phrase it, get all those problems or questions and put them into an Excel spreadsheet. And we don't want to just read through the stuff because your mind can kind of trick you about what you're seeing, and I'll tell you about what to do with the spreadsheet in just a minute.
Okay, so you're saying you get really good content out of that exercise.
You get awesome content. You're going to get absolute gold because you're going to have an idea of what your prospects need, and then you can take all that stuff they just gave you that I told you to put in the spreadsheet, and you can answer those questions in blog posts. You can make videos with the answers. You can tweet them out. You can post them in Facebook. It's awesome content you can use. And you can do the same thing in social media. So if you asked on the lead page what their number one question was about something related to your niche, you can take one of the other questions, like what's your number one obstacle to accomplishing something you teach, tweet it out, put it on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great place for questions. Your Facebook fan page, and you can get more impressions of what their problems and pain are.
Okay, so then how do you actually turn that into a product? Because that's a lot of people just want to create products.
Absolutely. Now, I said I was going to come back to when I was answering your question a minute ago. I said, just so I don't get lost here, I said I'd come back to the spreadsheet thing. And this is what you want to do with the spreadsheet. You want to go through those questions or problems that they told you about carefully. You want to figure out what the number one problem or question is, the number two one, and so forth in that spreadsheet. What you want to do is come up with a list of 6 to 8 things you think they want based on the stuff that's in that spreadsheet, okay?
Okay. So, you know, one of the things my wife says about me is I have the patience of a gnat. I want to move, and I want to move now. And I'm guessing by what you've told me so far, we're still not ready to create the product, right?
No, we're not. And like you, I have the patience of a gnat too. It's like, you know, I want to get to the punchline now, but you can't really do that. And this is the part that most people miss. Social media can be absolutely wonderful, and I'm one of the most huge proponents. I studied social networks before Mark Zuckerberg was born. But social media cannot let you know your market. And if you think you can know it based on social media, you can end up falling into a really costly trap. And here's why. Research shows you're probably only hearing from less than 5% of your peeps in social media. Most people don't realize this, but going all the way back to CompuServe bulletin boards and forward to social media, the research shows it's 1 to 5% of the people who are creating the content on any user participation site. So if you create a product based on what you hear on your blog or your Facebook page, you can end up creating a flop because just a tiny minority that's very vocal want that product. The secret weapon to avoiding that trap and creating a winning product instead of a failure is to use this two-step system. Use social media to get impressions and then test it with a survey.
All right, so let's talk about how you do that, Jeannie. How do you get the advanced business intelligence that you're talking about that lets you actually create a dynamite product that people want?
All right, it's super simple. Just take those 6 to 8 things we identified that you think they want, okay? Maybe it's how to use surveys to laser target your Facebook ads, how to use quizzes to skyrocket conversions, stuff like that. List them one by one, and then ask how interested they are in each one. Then you ask them how they want it delivered. Do you want DVDs, online videos, PDFs, something else? Find out what they'll pay. And here's a huge tip on the price issue. Don't just list out a bunch of prices because they're going to pick the cheapest one most of the time. Come up with your ideal price point. Let's say it's $497. Describe, 3 or 4 sentences. Hit the benefits as hard as you can. And then say, how likely would you be to buy it? Very likely, somewhat likely, not likely at all. And if they say only somewhat likely or not likely at all, program what we call a skip pattern, super simple. Just take those people to a second question that says, okay, how likely would you be to pay $397? That's a great way, putting all this together, very simple, to get a roadmap for what people want to buy.
That's really awesome. That's very exciting. So, and that is a great way to get advanced business intelligence to speak your language to help you create a product. So, all right, so once you create it, how can you incorporate surveys to actually marketing the product so, you know, they can really leverage the opportunity?
Well, there are tons of ways, and all ethical. I mean, lots of market researchers will raise their hackles when we talk about melding surveys and marketing, but there are a ton of ways to do it that's totally ethical. One simple thing we teach people is to use social media to report on your survey results, to build buzz about your product. So if you're getting, let's say, feedback that shows how satisfied people are with your product, if you've got 100% satisfaction, that's something you want to get out there. Put it out there in social media. And then you can do a quick little video talking about how happy folks are. It's a great way to build buzz. And it's something that many people just neglect.
So you did something like this for Tony Robbins, you said, right?
I did. They started out wanting to do a survey with a bunch of demographics. And I said, look, people are going to be totally bored. They don't like demographic questions. We need something interesting up front, and then we'll bury the demographics at the end. And so what we did was we found some questions about the economy that were being used in national polls, and we replicated those with Tony's folks, and he loved the results, and he ended up doing a Labor Day video comparing what his folks thought about the economy to the results of those national surveys, and it worked wonderfully. This is so simple to do. If you've got a product maybe that helps people build stronger relationships, look for good surveys, maybe from Pew Research or Gallup, not somebody's blog poll, that have national results on what people think. Ask your customers what they think, and then compare it. And people are going to be really interested because you can build a ton of buzz about your product. I mean, I don't know if you saw this, Jim, but I put out something last week. It's a variation on this. And it's a great way to build your list. do a survey of your industry and create an ebook out of it. So I've got this client named Gail Dobie, and did you meet her, Jim, at the event last weekend?
Her name sounds familiar, but I met a lot of people, so I can't place her picture.
Sure,
right
she
now.
Was sitting like two. She was sitting like two seats down to the left of me when we were sitting by each other.
Oh, okay, all right.
She's like the Joe Polish of marketing, so she helps designers market their businesses. She did a survey on fees and compensation, and she produced an ebook out of it. So, you know, this is information, as you know well, that companies like Forrester charge for, okay? So she puts that ebook up on her site. She's getting a 70% opt-in rate on the ebook.
Holy smokes. That's
yeah.
huge.
And, you know, Jim, this is something anybody can use. If you're in the restaurant industry, you know, wherever you are, and any size business can do this, it's really not hard to do at all. And it's an awesome, awesome list builder. And in addition to being a list builder, think about how much that's going to really position you as an authority and an expert in your industry, you know, when you start tweeting about that and putting all that stuff out in social media.
So, Jeannie, how else can you link like social media and surveys to promote your business, you know, both to get the word out about who you are and also what you do?
Okay. Well, one big one, Jim, and I think this links really nicely with your no-hassle social media, which I think is a just a phenomenal product, is just to find out what social media sites you're in and what kind of content they want. It really takes the guesswork out of developing a social media strategy so that you can get more clients and make money faster. Now, we've created a Facebook page poll that you can put right on your fan page to find out who your fans are, and that's going to let you laser target your Facebook ads. In other words, okay, I've got these fans here. I don't really know who they are and what they want. Facebook Insights is only going to take me so far. You can ask questions of them and then find more fans like them through your Facebook ads. And, you know, research shows conversions are way higher for targeted Facebook ads. And this thing's going to give you data in Excel spreadsheet on the back end. It's really powerful because you've got to know who they are to get more fans like them. And I think the research is showing, I'm not always completely convinced this research is that accurate, but the estimates are that a fan on a Facebook page is worth about $1.36 to a business. So if you think about it, 1,000 fans, that's over $100,000 in value to your business. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give this tool to everybody who's on the call today. That's my way of helping you build your businesses and put these wonderful no-hassle social media tools that Jim gives you to work. Now, remember, we know from surveys 95 to 100% of marketers don't know what social media sites they're using or what content they want. So this is a way to get way ahead of your competition. And, you know, the thing about this is I got to tell a story here, Jim, that thinking you know who your folks are or where they are in social media can really cost you money. Because I had a client who was in the golf niche, right? He's going to launch a product, so I figured no problem. Golf attracts professionals. So these folks are all going to be in LinkedIn, right? But I didn't assume it, even though I was sure I was right. You know, we did a survey, and guess what? Just like Toby, you know, wants to go in the snow, we were wrong. They were much more active in Facebook and YouTube than on LinkedIn. So if we had gone with what we thought we knew, our social media strategy would have been dead wrong. So if you're using Jim's no-hassle social media, this can give you the inside information you need to select exactly the right content from all that wonderful stuff Jim has available for you, and you'll know exactly where to post it.
Wow, that's great. I mean, that's really awesome, Jeannie. Thank you. Now, you know, another thing that I'm thinking about is that we know, and especially in this time, that webinars are also a wonderful way to promote products. And, you know, you've linked surveys, your advanced business intelligence system into webinars, right? I think
mm-hmm.
you told me that.
I did. I think we talked about that a little bit last weekend. It's really kind of cool, and it's so simple. After somebody registers for one of our webinars, the thank you page is a survey page. So they just go to the survey automatically with a redirect once they register for the webinar. And we ask them about their biggest problems and challenges in their business. Then we integrate the answer, in other words, how to solve those problems, into the webinar. Okay, so you told us you have this problem. Well, here's how you solve it. And it's just great because, you know, Jim, have you ever gotten on a webinar and you kind of have this feeling there's all these people out there and you just kind of got this cold feeling you're in front of this bunch of strangers, right?
Yep.
And this really helps you change that, because you really go into it feeling like you know who they are and what they need, and you're going to focus the webinar content on their problems. So it works amazingly well. They're going to love your content, and it's another way to serve them well because you know them well. And in my mind, that's how you sell in the most authentic way possible.
So for Jeannie, someone just starting out, you know, how and when would you recommend they go into instituting surveys with their customers?
Okay, what they need to do is they need to think about surveys as a system. They need to be one of the basic systems and processes in your business, and you need to put them in place at all the critical points where you need information. So for everybody out there, you need to think about where your business is right now. What are the biggest problems that you need to solve in your business today? Is it creating a product? Is it marketing your product? Is it increasing your social media ROI? Is it increasing your conversions? Is it creating a membership site? So here's an example. We know from our surveys that anywhere from 60% to 80% of you need to increase your conversions. Okay, if you're one of those folks, here's what you need to do. Every product you sell should have a survey attached to it. It needs to go out on autopilot to get you three forms of proof, okay? So the first form of proof is the one that most people use, although they probably are lucky if they have one or two, and that's testimonials. Testimonials are stories that sell in your customer's own words, okay? So our testimonial generator that we have is so powerful, we got 868 testimonials for a client with permission to use them inside a survey, okay? It was really cool, Jim, because this guy had interest from a major CEO. He had all these testimonials bound. He took them in to show the CEO, and the CEO was just blown away. So you can just imagine this big thud when he, you know, puts this bound volume down on the CEO's desk, right?
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's a lot of social proof, and it's really powerful. Case studies are your description of how your product or service took somebody from point A to point B. So with surveys, you can really pluck out the prime candidates for case studies and then put them together. The third form of proof is what I call the gold standard, and that's statistical data that show your product or your service works. Now, think about how powerful these statistical data are for a minute. If you can show 85% of your customers are ranking on page one of Google where they were nowhere to be found before using your product, or the coaching program took 90% of them from failure to triumph, or 98% were satisfied with the product, that's powerful proof. And these three forms of proof are what let you appeal to people's logic and their emotions. This is what can turn strangers into prospects and prospects into lifelong customers. Okay, we had a war between an insurance company and a hospital here a couple years ago, Jim, and the insurance company ran these two commercials back to back. The first one was just a piece of data that said, did you know that out of every dollar that goes to this hospital, only 50 cents goes to patient care? Okay. And the second commercial run right behind it was this heart-rending story of this woman whose daughter's life was saved by this hospital. Okay, so right on the heels of each other, we've got logic and then we've got emotions. And that's what really can convince people. So if you can put these three forms of proof together, it's really, really powerful. And it's simple to do. You know, just give folks a survey when they start your coaching program and another when they finish. Send out a survey 10 days after people buy your product. It's really phenomenal. We've got somebody who sells picture frames in a little e-commerce store, and she's getting 10 to 20 testimonials a month on absolute autopilot now, thanks to just putting a survey in place that took her about 48 hours to do.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend Gene Hurlburt. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.